This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, COVID cases on the rise in nearly half of America, the concern ahead of the holidays and a busy travel season. The pre-Thanksgiving surge with an increase of new infections in 23 states. Just as we've learned, the FDA is prepared to authorize the Pfizer booster shot for all adults in just days. Plus, the major news about a new COVID pill that could allow Americans to treat themselves at home. Awaiting a verdict, Kenosha, Wisconsin on edge. And what we're learning about the unusual way a jury was picked in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. China's military buildup. Our exclusive interview with the nation's second highest ranking military officer. Why he says the Chinese could catch the U.S. by surprise and destroy our nuclear arsenal. Retail sales surge ahead of the holiday season. Why some companies are offering cash bonuses and higher wages to get workers on the job. New safety requirement after a six-year CBS News investigation into car seatbacks. A new law that could save children's lives. Helicopter rescue. 10 people saved from floodwaters as a strong storm knocks out power across the Pacific Northwest. TikTok lawsuit. Could you or your kids be entitled to some of a $92 million class action settlement? And the gift of music, a country star's remarkable act of kindness.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, and thank you so much for joining us. We want to begin with an alarming spike in COVID cases across America as we head into the holiday season. More than 150,000 new infections were reported on Monday. That is the most in 2 months. Cases are rising in nearly half the country, with the U.S. seeing a jump of more than 30% in recent weeks. The Midwest and Northeast are among the regions seeing those spikes. Now, public health officials are growing concerned about weakening immunity from that first round of COVID vaccinations, and they're looking to booster shots for added protection. There are now a growing number of cities and states that are getting ahead of the federal officials, and those have begun recommending boosters for all adults. And in another major development tonight, Americans infected with COVID could soon treat themselves at home with an experimental pill from Pfizer. Lots to cover, and CBS's Nikki Batiste is going to lead off our coverage tonight from New York City. Good evening, Nikki.
Nora, good evening. Pfizer asked the FDA today to authorize its pill, currently intended to treat unvaccinated people with COVID-19 who are high risk. The drug is meant to be distributed at pharmacies and taken at home over 5 days. Pfizer says its antiviral pill would treat mild to moderate COVID in patients with increased risk of hospitalization or death. If given within 3 days of symptoms, it was shown to reduce severe outcomes by 89%. As cases rise in just under half the country, some states aren't waiting for the federal government to expand access to booster shots for all adults. At least seven are doing it on their own.
The booster isn't a luxury. A booster isn't an add-on.
Current federal guidance recommends boosters only for those 65 and older or people at high risk 6 months after Pfizer or Moderna vaccination. So far, just over 16% of adults have gotten a booster.
So the states are jumping the gun somewhat. We've collected new data now showing the importance of third immunization, and the states are able to be a little bit more nimble and move faster.
Cases are rising in more than 20 states, and pediatric cases are up 22% compared to 2 weeks ago.
And if we go into the winter at 70,000 cases per day, you're going to start seeing breakthrough infections even more so than we see now among the vaccinated.
That's what happened at the Geer Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Connecticut, where a COVID outbreak led to 8 deaths. 89 residents and staff were infected, and all but 2 were vaccinated. Still, there's some pushback against vaccine requirements. South Carolina and 11 other states are suing to block the Biden administration from implementing a federal vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, calling it unlawful. Pfizer's booster for all adults could be available as early as this weekend, making tens of millions more Americans eligible for an additional shot. Nora?
That is some big news. All right, Nikki Batiste, thank you. All right, tonight, hundreds of National Guard troops are standing by in Kenosha, Wisconsin, as the city awaits the verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. The 18-year-old could get up to life in prison if found guilty of intentional homicide in the fatal shooting of 2 men at a violent protest in the summer of 2020. A third man was wounded. Here's CBS's Nancy Chen, who has covered the trial since the beginning.
In an unusual process, Kyle Rittenhouse himself randomly selected the jury of 7 women and 5 men, all white except for one person, who will now decide whether the 18-year-old could spend the rest of his life in prison.
Folks, you can retire to consider your verdicts.
Rittenhouse is facing 5 felony charges for killing 2 men and seriously wounding another.
No justice!
Outside the courthouse, tensions are starting to grow as protesters and supporters wait for the jury's verdict. 500 National Guard troops are standing by outside Kenosha in case there's unrest. Over 8 days of testimony, prosecutors try to portray Rittenhouse as an instigator with an AR-15-style weapon who was looking for trouble. His defense argued Rittenhouse went to provide medical help in the town where his father lived and ultimately had to defend himself.
The prosecution in its closing argument was very strong on the issue of provocation, because if Kyle Rittenhouse is the initial aggressor, he loses the privilege of self-defense.
And tonight, the governor of Wisconsin is calling for peace in Kenosha and throughout the state, regardless of the outcome of the case, Nora.
Nancy Chen, thank you. Let's turn now to Brunswick, Georgia, where tomorrow the defense will begin presenting its case in the trial of 3 white men accused of chasing down and murdering Ahmaud Arbery. The prosecution rested today after a medical examiner showed graphic autopsy photos of Arbery's wounds from shotgun blasts. His mother covered her eyes and walked out of the courtroom. The ME said 3 shots were fired, 2 struck Arbery, and the first to his chest was the fatal blow. He added that Arbery's wounds were so severe, nothing could have been done to save his life. All right. President Biden met face to face, well, virtually, with the Chinese president for the first time last night. But there's new concern at the Pentagon about China's military buildup, including development of a hypersonic missile. Here's CBS's David Martin with an interview you'll see only on CBS News.
The virtual summit had one clear purpose.
Our responsibility as leaders of China and the United States to ensure that the competition between our countries does not veer into conflict.
One potential flashpoint is the island of Taiwan, which China claims as its own. According to Chinese state media, President Xi warned President Biden, U.S. support for Taiwan would be like playing with fire. Behind the rhetoric is a Chinese military buildup which includes hypersonic weapons that can travel more than 5 times the speed of sound. They tested one last summer that literally went around the world.
That's a very significant capability that has the potential to change a lot of things. So we have to be very concerned about that.
But again, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General John Hyten, the number 2 person in the U.S. military, described the test in an exclusive interview with CBS News.
They launched a long-range missile. It went around the world, dropped off a hypersonic glide vehicle that glided all the way back to China. That impacted a target in China.
It hit the target.
Close enough.
Unlike a ballistic missile, which travels in a predictable arc, a hypersonic weapon maneuvers much closer to the Earth, making it harder for radars to see. Combined with hundreds of new missile silos China is building, Hyten believes the Chinese are developing the capability to launch a surprise nuclear attack on the U.S.
Why are they building all of this capability? They look like a first-use weapon. That's what those weapons look like to me.
U.S. is developing its own hypersonic weapons, but not as rapidly. Hyten said that in the last 5 years, China has carried out hundreds of hypersonic tests, while the U.S. has conducted just 9. Nora?
A very enlightening interview. David Martin, thank you. Well, tonight, much of the Pacific Northwest is reeling from floods and dangerous mudslides unleashed by record rainfall. The Coast Guard rescued 10 people, including 3 children and an infant, from floodwaters in Forks, Washington. Across the state, tens of thousands are without power, and a stretch of Interstate 5 remains closed. Across the border, the same storm is pounding British Columbia, where a woman died in a mudslide, the first confirmed death from the storm. All right, there's some encouraging economic news tonight. Retail sales surged by nearly 2% in October. That's actually the biggest gain since March, when many Americans and American families got those stimulus checks. Economists expect that the buying surge will continue through the holidays, but many retailers are struggling to fill more than 1 million holiday job openings. We get more on this from CBS's Meg Oliver.
Eve Golden can't find any full-time workers to staff her New Jersey boutique. She has to close every day for half an hour to pick up her daughter from school.
I post on social media, ask friends of friends, and it just seems like no one is available to work right now.
She gets by with 2 high school students who can only work in the afternoon.
I could use 1 to 2 more people for sure.
And how long have you been looking for extra help?
A few months.
With the holidays nearing, it's not just mom and pops that are looking for a helping hand. Nationwide, companies could fill more than 600,000 seasonal jobs. Amazon is looking for 150,000 new employees. Kohl's needs 90,000. And UPS needs to hire 100,000 workers to keep up with increased demand.
We have a new process. Apply, and if you have a clean work record, you can get a job offer in 30 minutes or less.
Why the 30-minute process?
We want to give an opportunity to people who want to work immediately to get that position.
After not working for 3 months, Tito Angelo was lured to this Nordstrom job fair by a $250 cash bonus. He was hired on the spot.
Ultimately, it was worth it because I walked out with a job.
Large companies looking to entice seasonal workers are doing what they can to bring in applicants. Amazon, Walmart, and Macy's are among many offering unprecedented wages and signing bonuses, healthcare benefits, and even tuition reimbursement. Small businesses like Golden's can't compete.
We're not like a multi-million dollar company. We're successful, but we are a mom and pop shop at the end of the day.
From small mom and pops to big box stores, all of this could translate into longer lines and higher prices for consumers. Here at Walmart, they're offering new employees as much as $17 an hour to start and free college tuition. Nora?
That's quite an incentive. All right, Meg Oliver, thank you. President Biden hit the road today touting the benefits of his $1 trillion infrastructure bill in New Hampshire. CBS's Chris Van Cleve looks at one provision in that plan that came about as the result of a CBS News investigation into car seatback safety.
11 years ago this week, Andy and Liz Warner lost their 16-month-old daughter, Taylor, when their minivan was rear-ended. Andy was driving. His seat collapsed backwards, striking Taylor.
I don't want her to die in vain.
Since 2015, CBS News has identified dozens of families whose children were injured or killed in similar seat back failure crashes.
Every time I see a child behind the driver, my heart breaks for them because you don't know.
Crash tests show when hit from behind, front seats can fail and collapse backwards, potentially launching the occupants into the back seat, where regulators tell parents to put their children. But all the seats meet or exceed the 54-year-old federal strength standard. Car makers and regulators have long known it's an issue. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's own researchers warned about the potential for major injury or death in the early 1990s.
CBS shined the spotlight on this issue.
Senator Ed Markey wrote the measure requiring rules for stronger seats within 2 years pending the approval of the Secretary of Transportation.
I am now going to apply the most pressure that is politically possible on NHTSA to act and to act quickly.
For the Warners, it's a moment of peace amid their heartbreak.
There's hope in her loss instead of just sitting at the cemetery and asking, why did this happen? Why did this change our lives forever?
It makes her a hero, and it makes me proud to be her dad because she's making change.
The nation's auto safety regulator says it will work to meet its congressional mandates and will be watching to make sure it does. Safety experts say consider putting your child behind the passenger seat if it's empty. Nora?
We're thinking of the Warners. And Chris, thanks to you and the entire team for staying on this story. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, we turn now to the escalating migrant crisis in Eastern Europe. Refugees, many from the Middle East, are now at the border of Belarus, trying to reach the West through Poland. CBS's Charlie Daggett is near that border tonight, where the tensions are rising.
Today, the volatile situation at the border went to the next level. Polish riot police fired tear gas and unleashed water cannon on migrants after they were pelted with stones, showering refugees already suffering in sub-freezing temperatures.
If you don't follow the orders, force may be used against you.
The clashes erupted after hundreds of migrants surged from a makeshift camp in Belarus toward the final fences separating the two countries. Some have made a break for it under the cover of darkness, hoping to be discovered by aid agencies instead of soldiers who will escort them right back to Belarus.
People are dying in the forest. There is 12 people already dead, and I know that there will be more.
Anna Albert has helped refugees all over the world. Now the crisis is in her own country.
Some of them didn't eat for 4 or 5 days. Many of them didn't drink for a long time. I've never seen people in such a state. I've never seen as hungry people as here.
Belarusian dictator Alexander Lukashenko has been accused of luring thousands of Middle East migrants to Belarus on the promise of an easy entry to the European Union via the Polish border. They fled a war zone, only to find themselves on another front line in a geopolitical battle with no way forward and no way back. We're at a roadblock about a mile from the border. We've been driving for hours, and it's the same scene no matter where you go. Migrants aren't allowed to cross the border. Journalists and aid agencies can't get to the border. And there's no sign this situation is going to improve anytime soon. Nora?
Charlie Daggett, thank you.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Thank you very much. The Western wildfire season, which is usually winding down this late in the year, is roaring on. The Kruger Rock Fire exploded this morning near Estes Park, Colorado, about an hour north of Denver. It grew to 75 acres within hours. Officials told people to evacuate immediately. Okay, if you or your kids have posted on TikTok, you could be entitled to some money. There's now a pending settlement of $92 million in a class action suit. The settlement was over a federal lawsuit that alleged TikTok broke the law by harvesting personal data without consent. You have to file by March.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
When deadly floods hit Waverly, Tennessee back in August, many in the community of 4300 lost everything. But that small town just got a big donation and the gift of music. Here's CBS's Mark Strassman.
Kindness has an unmistakable shine, like the brass of these new instruments. They're a surprise gift for 40 members of the Waverly Junior High Band. In deadly flooding, many of them lost their homes, their instruments, the rhythm of normal. Harmony Sanders' family lived here. The seventh graders sleeping in a borrowed bed playing a borrowed clarinet.
It just doesn't have that same good vibe that I had for my old one.
And we're going to be able to donate all these instruments.
Country star Vince Gill presented the donation from manufacturer KHS and the CMA Foundation. A $100,000 gift that brought an overdue change in tempo here.
It takes every single one of them to make a band be a band. It's the best feeling in the world to feel connected to something. You know, it's beautiful when you watch it happen.
Harmony Sanders already feels different.
I think that everybody can just be happier now and have less weight on their shoulders.
Kindness hit a high note in a community that needed to hear one. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Waverly, Tennessee.
We're going to keep bringing you these stories of American kindness.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Also on tomorrow's CBS Evening News, we're going to take you inside the supply chain crisis with rare access at the Port of Los Angeles and the people responsible for getting those products from ships to shelves. And if you can't watch us live, don't forget to, you know, set your DVR so you can watch us later. That's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell right here in the nation's capital. See you tomorrow. Good night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.